Good morning, good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a happy mother effing Friday.
Yeah, we pretty much made it to this nice end of the week. I told you this week was going to go by fast. It did kind of slow down on Thursday, but it was all right. One thing that keeps happening since I have started this shit up again is I keep forgetting my traditional sign off. You know, when I come in, well, at the end, and I'm like, you know, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. I have forgotten to say that every single day this week, even last week when I did the whole update episode. And not one person reminded me of that. So it shows how forgetful we all are. So everybody's at fault, including myself. But it is what it is, man. Mistakes happen. And it's been a while since I had done this shit. So it comes with the territory. So can't be too mad about it. But whatever. We still gonna keep it rolling. So of course, let's go ahead and jump right into this shit so everybody can go ahead and enjoy the weekend and what we have coming up for that. So without further ado, if you didn't already know, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh so beneficial daily dose. You know, the one thing one of many things that I probably will never understand is the idea of the participation trophy. Now, I understand the idea of it. What I really mean is I'll never understand the acceptance of it, because it's almost like we're saying it's okay to strive to being average. Like, it's okay that your end goal is to be average. Like, you can gain that average lifestyle and stay there and end that way. And none of it should be as accurate as that. It should be, hey, you can, it's okay to be average, but you should still strive for XYZ. If you don't strive for XYZ, that's fine. But to just be content and say, hey, you've reached that average space in your life, that's cool, you're done. And I don't know when it turned where it just became acceptable like that. Like, because you have to look at it from a competition aspect. If you look at the Olympics, you look at sports, you look at, you know, combat sports, hell, you look at something as scripted as professional wrestling. The whole objective in every one of those things is to strive to be the best, is to strive to be number one, is to strive to be a champion of some sort. And nothing is really handed to them. Even if you take professional wrestling into consideration, and yeah, it's scripted, and they predetermine who's going to win, who's going to be champ, but at the same time, they still show the adversity that a person goes through to obtain, you know, said championship, said position. Regardless of it, it's always shown. But you look at the other aspect of life. If you take the competitive aspect out of it and you look at things like social media, you look at things like YouTube, you look at things like Twitch, you look at things like the overabundance of podcasts, even like this one, even the one that you're listening to right now, it's so easy to come across something like this. The only difference is there are those who have excelled and there are those who haven't, but there's an overabundance of these things here where you can create success at the drop of a dime. It just takes 1 second of just luck to strike for you, and then you can just become a millionaire overnight, or you can become a success overnight. And the problem is everybody's striving to be average so that way they can get lucky. And it should never be that way. You should never depend on something. That's like depending on your finances from playing the lottery or going to buy scratch offs, or hell, going to Las Vegas and hoping that you just strike big. Like, that's far and few between, and the chances of it are very, very, very low. Because without putting in the work, without putting the necessary effort, your chances of becoming what you want to become are very slim to basically none. And it should not be glorified or celebrated for you to just hope to gain some type of foundation based on just luck alone. We need to bring back a culture where everything that we do has to be worked for. Even in the workplace, because even that's going to a point to where it's just based on politics, where if you work somewhere because you happen to be friends with someone or because you happen to do something for somebody who is in a higher position, you then gain the level of success that somebody who's been working hard way more than you have, and you're basically taking something from them when they've actually put in the work. And you've just garnered that just because you played nice with somebody or because you did a favor for somebody. There is not one person in this world who should be playing life on easy mode. Because where's the appreciation for it? There should be an appreciation in everything that you do, because when you decide to work hard for something, when you put that effort into something, when you put the necessary blood, sweat, tears, every single thing, your whole being into something, you should be able to look back after you've achieved something and say, yeah, I earned it. What does it say for those who've just gotten lucky? Do you honestly appreciate it? Do you feel guilty about it? Do you feel like that position belongs to somebody else? Honestly, look at yourself, look at your life, look at your situation, look at where you are. And ask yourself if there's something that needs to change. Ask yourself, is there somebody who deserves this position better than me? Ask yourself, if you are in an average situation, ask yourself, is there something that you can be doing that is more than what you're doing now? Ask yourself, are you cheating yourself? Are you too busy waiting for something to happen for you in order for you to achieve the things you want to achieve? Seriously, take that into consideration. And then answer that with the most honest answer that you possibly can. But either way, that's just me asking for consideration. But seriously, do that over the weekend. Take your time and just look at your situation right now. And if you don't have the answer, see if somebody else does. See if people close to you do. But with that being said, let's sign off and get you started on your beautiful, beautiful weekend. So you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. Enjoy your weekend. Get everything out of it that you want to get out of it. Spend it with the people that you want to spend it with. Get out there and try some new things. Meet new people. Have new experiences. But most importantly, please, 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 please make it to next week in one whole, complete, positivity-filled peace. So, and I'm about to forget it again. You see that? We're about to sign off, and I was about to forget it again. So, stay humble. Hustle hard, spread that love, and until Monday, you beautiful, beautiful people. Salud.